以情义放宽薄扶林南面华富村一带的限制，以发展公营房屋，是我们议会文件13/2014。咁啊，呢一部分我哋系闭门会议嘅，噶咁啊，就议员咧要确保咧唔会将有关讨论同埋获得嘅资料系外泄嘅。咁就啊，司马文议员咧，寻日咧就以书面咧就呢项嘅议程咧提出咗查询嘅。咁我哋就已经将秘书处交到秘书处啦。咁啊，大家台面又有，咁啊，不过我就都系先请啊司马文议员咧。简介佢嗰啲嘅就呢个议程嘅一啲嘅提问，啊，佢啊，学你有个 PowerPoint 系咪？系。
This is Chairman, members. Very quickly, I think if we look at the redevelopment of Wafu Estate and Phoc Phu Lam, we've discussed a little bit traffic assessment, the decanting arrangement, and South Island Line West.Which we need as answers, but we had those in point one. For the moratorium of Phoc Phu Lam as a whole, I guess we have to look at the changes in the land use and the development parameters for all the sites in Phoc Phu Lam, especially the sites discussed in our previous meetings on January, in 15 April 2013, and an informal meeting on 25th April 2013. We discussed Phoc Phu Lam already. But these are the sites, really.So we have on the bottom here the kind of the Wafu redevelopment area, and I think we need more detail on that. I think we need to get clarification what the future will be of the open space site here, the waterfront park at Cyberport, which is currently a road, the connection between Cyberport Park and the Hong Kong U Promenade, Sandy Bay North, which is work sites, which will become available in 2016, so that is very soon what we're going to do with that. There is a site here on the OZP between Mount Davis Road and Victoria Road, which we need some clarification on the next OZP. Then the cemetery, we now know that the cemetery is a problem. There is no zoning, no height restrictions, so they could build anything. So we need parameters, planning controls on that site.Site 14 is currently zoned for a shopping mall, commercial site, which is illogical for that area, so that probably should be reviewed. 15 is Kong Ching Wan Village, which is zoned for residential, tall residential. The question is whether that's suitable. Site 16 is a site next to Baguio Villas, Upper Baguio Villa.And that is available as a residential zone for residential use. And the question is, what will be happening then? And on the OZP, your area, village, Phoc Phu Lam Village, Chairman, there is a road mark through the area and so on. So we need to, I think that when the next OZP comes up, it's got to be clarified for the residents whether we're going to redevelop the area or we're going to leave the housing as it is.So we believe that those are kind of the sites that if the next OZP is going to come out from the planning department, we've got to get clarity on all of this, not just on Wafu, but maybe Wafu is the one that determines the timing for the new OZP. But there's a couple of ones that are quite urgent here as well, especially the Cyberport Waterfront Park at Sandy Bay North,where we're looking at the ending of these work sites. So the sites are going to become available for permanent use in 2015, which is next year. So I guess we need to get some clarity about what we're going to do with that, and that the zoning got to be organized for that ahead of time. So time schedules is important to find out. And with all of that, of course, I can look at Alan again and say, where's your transport assessment?And then we're going to get a 4% of Wafu. But I think we need some very great clarity on what's the progress and what's the schedule for doing the study for the uplift of the moratorium. Are we just going to live with a 4% for Wafu, or is the government spending money on doing a proper study on the lifting of the moratorium as promised in the original policy address? So those are the issues for transport and planning. Thank you.
Oh, guys, I...咁樣就或者呢個 暫時大家仲未有舉手嘅時候咧，咁我哋先即係部門先回應先。啊，規劃處啊，伍生或者你可唔可以即係先做一個簡單嘅回應？
今次咧政府喺嗰個先報告嗰度公布咧，就係話會局部放寬喺薄扶林地區附近嗰個嘅發展限制啦。咁就佢亦都後尾喺立法會所補充嘅文件咧，就指出咧，其實嗰個局部放寬嘅限制咧，就只係牽涉到六幅嘅政府土地，包括埋華富村。咁就外嚟咧去方便華富村嘅重建。咁咧就由於呢一個局部放寬咧並冇包括其他嘅土地咧，咁所以變咗司馬文議員就問我哋咧，究竟有冇其他嘅土地用途或者嘅發展參數嘅改變咧？我就只能夠喺呢個階段就話咧，政嗰六幅嘅政府土地咧係會有發展參數啊，或者呢個土地用途嘅改變，呢個係我可以確定。咁但係其他嗰啲喺薄扶林入面其他呢六幅土地以外嘅土地，我會唔會有改變呢？我哋而家咧就仲做緊進一步嘅評估。咁喺呢一個階段咧，我講唔到俾各位議員聽咧，其他嘅土地用途或者發展參數會唔會改變？咁一切咧都要等咧房署佢做咗呢個華富村同埋佢附近嗰五幅土地嗰個嘅規劃咧，有咗啲詳細嘅資料，譬如嗰個發展參數啊、人口啊各方面之後咧，我哋咧就會繼續咧咁去做嗰個嘅去做個檢討，嗰陣時先能夠確定咧會唔會即係其他嘅土地都會有改變嘅。咁多謝主席。
好，唔該。啊，房屋署啊，黎太有冇補充？就住呢個規劃呢度冇嚇。好啊。咁啊，歐樂軒議員。
我諗首先喺度問咗一個諗大家比較關心啲嘅問題，就係關於呢度嘅發展對於個交通嘅影響啦。咁因為第一就其實有一啲係承接喺第一個議程入面討論過嘅。咁既然呢大家即係運輸署嗰邊都講佢哋對於 4% 嘅增加，或者甚至係一啲而家評估都係啲初步評估嘅話呢，咁不如我哋嚟到去將嗰、那個問題嘅重心呢係擺返喺未來嗰個研究究竟包括啲乜嘢範圍。第一我希望呢第時即係你哋去做嗰個交通研究評估呢係真係要包括埋呢嚟緊即係起碼呢度圖入面所示嘅16塊地作為一個即係評估嘅範圍啦。咁第二呢喺未來嘅交通發展呢，咁都希望呢係要真係評估埋南港島線西段嘅即係同埋西港島線造成嘅交通影響嘅。咁特別係我希望運輸署能夠澄清啦南港島線西段嘅評估呢係究竟你是評估緊淨係去到華富啊，定係會去到薄扶林段嘅。咁當然我哋就希望你係評估到有薄扶林段，因為我哋都希望係有薄扶林段啦。咁但係如果你話真係未能夠你揸到主意嘅，咁亦都請呢有冇薄扶林段呢都係應該要列入考慮範圍以內。咁第三呢就希望係考慮埋嗰個究竟啲車去香港仔定去薄扶林，按照而家運輸署嘅講法，甚至你民嘅講法咧，都依然係講緊話去香港仔多過薄扶林嘅。而呢樣嘢，我估啱啱按照大家議會嘅在席議員嘅意見咧，就應該大家就唔係好信。咁我可唔可以都能夠喺呢幾方面能夠包括喺你哋嘅研究範圍以內？唔該。
好，跟住仲有冇議員提問嘅？提問項議員。
主席，即係如果今日個會呢大家都冇咩特別嘢講嘅話呢，其實我就即係睇唔出點解要閉門，因為我發覺頭先大家講嗰啲都係家常便飯嘅嘢。咁不論即係平時同官員傾偈、議員交流好，或者同街坊傾偈都好呢，其實都會講到。咁而啲資料呢都係全部係公開嘅，即係我睇唔到有特別嘅理由呢，即係今日呢個會係要閉門。咁除非呢可能政府嘅部門應間有啲好重要嘅消息要公布啦，咁否則嘅話呢，就即係我會覺得即係原先大家期望呢個會係會有多啲嘅資料去交流同埋去研究嘅，咁大家都即係保密唔會講出去㗎啦。咁但係即係到今日呢個時間呢，我先知識就即係大家都係得個講字嘅，咁有啲失望。咁我諗呢個一定要講清楚先啦，因為的確係即係唔明點解要即係搞到咁樣，政府係咪仲有邊啲不可告人嘅秘密呢？咁呢啲係即係一路令即係民選機關啊、令公眾啊等等係好懷疑嘅。 特別即係究竟係會唔會有多地咁啊？之後會變咗落嚟做私人嘅土地用途啊咁樣。咁如果要用嘅話，你點用啊？咁呢啲好怕咧，因為政府之前即係做咗幾次唔係咁好嘅經驗啊。即係不論係以前講過個北角村嗰度啊、數碼港嗰度啊，係咪啊？種種嘅發展都係即係俾人哋一個唔好嘅記錄喺度。咁呢啲公眾去質疑你、懷疑你，然之後閉門你又唔肯講嘅話咧，咁係令人哋更加懷疑嘅啫。咁呢一度我希望即係部門可以一間澄清啦。咁啊，仲有一半時間，我諗我接住講講咧，就係即係究竟你去點去評估個交通嘅問題？因為頭先咧，我啱啱喺即係對上一次發言最後嗰個階段嗰度咧，講到就係鐵路啊，即係政府自己本身鐵路發展策略2000嗰個嘅檢討咧，都話將來如果係未有華富嘅重建啊，又只是華富加香港仔再接埋黃竹坑的鐵路，將來啲人喺黃竹坑轉車嘅話咧，係已經預到70%嘅車係嘅載客率係滿咗嘅喺繁忙時間。70%嘅車咪即係大家而家等咩七班車、六班車、五班車過海喺黃昏金鐘過九龍嗰個嘅即係情況咯。咁大家認為係咪70%啦？即係啱啱有電視台已經質疑咗唔係啦，即係嗰啲係咁100%嚟嘅啦，已經係咁。即係我想睇究竟政府咧，即係各部門可唔可以喺呢一度有一個正面嘅回應？就係究竟你哋而家向呢個嘅顧問報告講咗出去嘅，你哋係支持成段興建啦，定係支持一半嘅興建咧？咁啊，因為成段嘅興建咧，我相信先就可以解決到南區嘅交通問題，特別就喺華富啊、香港仔啊等等嘅人口咁啊不斷增加嘅地方咧，如果單係起一段而唔起一段，一來嘅時間就會拖到好長，拖10-20年先起好曬成條嘅南港島線；二來咧，其實華富的重建呢，聽剛才政府部門講呢，其實話就話慢，話冇長遠計劃啫，其實做緊嘅你已經，後面我都踢爆咗呢個問題啦，係咪？咁希望即係政府部門可以答返我哋，究竟你個人嘅評估係點樣？多謝主席。
好，跟住麥謝巧玲議員。
多謝主席。咁我都關心返呢嗰五幅地嗰個評估個情況嘅，即係你可能喺五幅地裏面可能選取到一幅地都唔定嘅，即係我哋唔可以排除呢一樣嘢啦。咁你嗰五幅地呢評估出嚟嗰個得與唔得嗰個因素係點樣呢？咁可唔可以呢日後呢就係同我哋區議會呢係報告返呢？咁同埋呢就係你選址之後，即係如果你呢五幅地係其中有一幅呢係好適合呢係起嚟呢係呢個俾華富村嘅居民呢搬過去嘅話，咁呢幅地嘅詳細嘅交通評估呢，我哋亦都係好擔心嘅。因為而家嚟講呢，你睇返呢我哋整體嗰個交通呢，我哋唔知道南港島線開展咗之後會令到我哋個交通係唔係得到舒緩。嗱，呢個呢我哋係未知嘅因素嚟嘅。咁如果呢你係選址之後而是在那個早期那個交通配套做得不好的話呢，那也都是直接呢是影響我們周圍那個交通問題的，即從而產生交通問題。那所以這裡呢也都是我們非常非常之關心，所以我們很希望呢就是說，如果你真的選址之後呢，我們區議會呢是不是需要呢是要得到你們一個很完善的交通評估報告給我們，咁然後呢等我們區議員呢亦都係有呢個意見係擺埋落去呢。咁我希望阿主席喺呢一方面呢都係幫幫手啊，唔該曬。
我幫手
即係幫手睇一睇嗰個。
我幫手啊，唔係我幫手，正幫手叫政府答下我係。羅建熙議員，
多謝主席。我都同意柴文翰議員的講法，即係如果特登要閉門的話，又要特登分開兩邊議題的話，咁就我都會有啲期望嘅，即係我都希望政府咧喺嚟緊嗰一輪嘅回應裏邊咧講一啲真係秘密嘅資料嚟聽下。如果唔係咧，就唔需要閉門嘅啦。係即係如果唔係冇意思噶嘛，係咪？咁特登閉門嚟就係因為有啲秘密嘢要講先閉門嘅啫。咁你冇秘密嘢要講嘅話，咁做乜又唔錄音又唔閉門咧？咁或者有啲咩係你唔可以 on record 講嘅，咁你都講埋出嚟聽下。即係我覺得有啲嘢大家有一個咁嘅期望喺度嘅。第二樣嘢咧就係關於個交通個問題，實際都好古怪嘅。即係你睇完個回應之後咧， 放宽了那个限制发展公营房屋，增加了一万一千几个单位之后，竟然对于交通额外的交通流量预计不高呢？这个真的真是匪夷所思的，我觉得对我来讲，即是一个 layman 去想的时候，是不是无端端多了万几个单位，可能讲多了三四万人在个区里面，竟然对整个交通是没有影响的，是不是？我们南区人口都是讲28万多3万应该多 10%， 是不是？即是多 10% 人口，跟住交通影响评估是没什么大影响的话，我都希望运输署方面可以即是给多少资料我们，究竟你一条数是怎样计出来，即是不论你是向香港仔隧道那边也好，还是向薄扶林那边也好，即是我觉得两边你分流了都好，在沒有地鐵的情況之下，我真的想不到怎樣可以令到交通流量不增加很多，是啊，麻煩主席。
好，或者即是我因為呢齊議員和你都成日都說我們閉門那裡呢，即是我再澄清一下，其實閉門呢就是我們區議會大會那時候我們自己說要閉門，希望即是他可以透露更多的資料給我們，這樣就不是政府要求我們閉門開這個議程的。咁啊，第二點呢就我哋都有錄音，不過冇擺上網呢，就即係兩樣嘢再澄清一下，咁樣好啊。嗯，好啊，跟住楊惠款議員。
多謝主席。我諗閉門就講返啲閉門嘅問題啦，就從我自己嘅角度呢，就有幾個問題都希望以一個閉門嘅方式去詢問嘅，咁睇下部門就係咪用閉門嘅方式去回答啦。第一呢就係、是、即係文件上面，即係其實我都插返轉頭呢，就從房署嗰個嘅文件嘅第一個問題嗰度咧，就即係我自己會表達係相當之不滿啦。個不滿嘅地方就係、是、即係基本上第一個問，我哋嘅第一個問題咧，就房署係開咗天窗，係即係冇任何文字上嘅答覆。我嘅睇法咧就係、是就算你冇呢一個嘅任何具體嘅時間啊或者流程俾我哋咧，即係我覺得你都就話俾我聽，我而家手頭上冇任何嘅資料答覆，咁你都叫做係有一個回應俾我哋啊。但係我而家睇到文件上面咧，第一個問題咧係開天窗嘅，咁我呢、這個第一個表達不滿啦。第二個問題咧就係嗰個就住剛才喺第一個議程裏面嘅討論咧，就住華富重建啊、薄扶林放寬啊，同埋呢個鐵路嘅發展啊，呢三方面咧，即係鐵路發展我講嘅係西段啦，咁即係呢三方面嘅配合咧，似乎喺不同嘅部門裏面咧，就同埋加埋嗰個交通評估啦，即係呢幾個問題咧，我認為部門之間咧就似乎好似喺度各自為政，但係喺現階段既然特首已經公布咗呢一個問題出嚟嘅話咧，咁係仲容唔容許部門去各自為政，同埋係唔係我哋作為議員或者議會係唔去處理呢個問題咧？咁我覺得呢個先至係值得而家我哋在座部門或者我哋作為議員需要去處理嘅一個問題，係咪啊？我總唔可以行翻出去同我嘅居民或者同傳媒講話。我開完個會之後，我完全作為議員，我都唔知道嗰個具體情況，或者係冇心目中完全冇一啲嘅信息或者一個資料喺度。咁我希望就部門係唔係，如果係今日呢個會係真係夾唔到一啲資料俾我哋，具體嘅資料俾我哋嘅話，我希望如果下一次有機會我哋再開呢啲會嘅話咧，反正我哋有一個小組啊咁樣啦，咁係真係要俾一個急好咗嘅一啲具體嘅情況，因為呢幾方面嘅問題咧，我覺得都係互相關聯嘅，總唔可以你有你做，我有我做嘅。咁多謝主席，或者我下次有機會我再發言。
好，司馬文議。
Yeah, some specific questions I hope can be answered. The first question is, could you please identify the five locations that you are studying on this plan? Could you indicate on this plan where those five locations are? Not just the name list, we got that from the report, but can you indicate the area that you are studying? The second question is to the housing department. We now know that the planning department is waiting for you. So when will you go to the planning department so they can prepare the outline zoning plan and gazette it? What is your rough time frame? Are you looking at 6 months? Are you looking at a year, 2 years? Because you can see housing department, madam, you can see that we have a lot of other work to do on the Pukfulam OZP. If you look at the plan, you're not looking. But if you would look at the plan, you can see we have more work to do on the outline zoning plan. So we hope to get your... We're waiting for you to do the rest. So we'd like to know what your schedule is so we can do our work. Third question is to the planning department. You now have a procedure of taking a pre-draft outline zoning plan and discuss that with the district council before gazetting. We'd like to confirm with you that you will do that for the Pukfulam OZP. There is nothing secret about this plan because everybody knows that the moratorium is being lifted, that the which sites you're going to consider for housing. So there's no more secret for any private landowners. So there should be no obstacle for you to come with the pre-draft so we have a chance for input. Now, whether the pre-draft is in a public setting or in a closed-door setting is up to the government to request. But I think we need some clarity that you will go through that procedure. Don't surprise us with a draft plan gazettal and then expect us to be nice to you in our comments on if it's already a fait accompli. So I hope you can be in a flexible arrangement and do a pre-draft, as you have done with other district councils in the past. And then to the transport department, can you clarify exactly what studies you are undertaking and what the briefs are in relation to, are you just doing some, wet finger assessments, or are you doing some serious studies? And what's the program? I mean, is a consultant being hired? Do you have money in the market doing work? What's the timeline? Or if you have nothing, tell us that you have nothing going on. But give us an indication of what are you doing in terms of study. And I'd like to point out, in terms of your assumptions, everybody from Wafu will go to the West Island Line. They're not going to go to Wong Chuk Hang, then take the train to Admiralty, stand in line to go on another train to go to work. They're all going to go to West Island Line, they're all going to Kennedy Town and Hong Kong U, and they go onto a train that gets them to many, many stations. They're not going to go to Wong Chuk Hang. So your assumption that they go to Aberdeen is wrong. Simply, utterly wrong. Thank you.
好，林玉珍議員。
唔該主席，咁我都想了解一下咧。咁其實而家話呢五幅地咧，咁其實呢五幅地嗰、那個面積咧係會有幾大咧？因為如果呢五幅地咧，可能有一啲地嘅面積咧，可能真係好少咧。咁其實我哋發展咗之後，咁你都係嘅意思就係將華富村嗰啲居民係遷移去嗰度噶嘛？咁究竟佢嗰、那個即係效益啊，係去到邊度啦？其次咧就係話。那個面積裡面呢五幅地你們初步的評估呢是可以興建到多少個單位面積、啊、因為不知道你們現在想著是放寬的高度是多少呢，或者是你們會考慮這個放寬了之後總共這五幅地是可以建到多少個單位。因為我看回文件所說呢，就說包括華富村現時這個地呢就總共是提供21,000個單位，那只是這五幅地是可以你們評估是可以提供多少個單位呢？那我想我們都很想知道這一樣的。那另外第二個問題就是交通問題了。那如果剛才運輸署回應就是說我們多了這差不多12,000個單位，我們只是多 4% 的流量呢，那我又不是很了解他怎樣評估到出來這 4% 是怎樣出來咯。所以我都很希望能夠可以是會很詳盡呢，是可以給我們知道究竟他是怎樣評估出來這個數字的。那第三樣呢就是譬如說日後呢，譬如我們剛才主席你都有所說啦，是日後是會我們會成立了一個小組是講華富村日後重建或者規劃這些的，那會不會是你們所有是跨部門我們統一是可以知道呢？因為我發覺現在呢可能運輸署或者各個政府部門呢其實是沒有統一一些 回應的，即係可能係各自各做嘅，咁所以我都希望咧，日後嗰個工作小組咧係可以跨部門同時咧係可以一齊共同係即係聽到我哋各個嗰啲政府部門一啲回應嘅。唔該，主席。
嗯，好。啊，徐燕華議員。
係，唔該主席，兩個意見，第一個咧就都好多同事講咗話嗰個交通嘅問題咧，我都係非常之質疑，即係運輸署嗰邊有個咁樣嘅假設咧，就將來嘅居民咧係會往黃竹坑方向。咁其實咧就我哋要假設咧，就將來嘅話咧，可能而家冇人知道將來嘅居民咧，佢會往邊邊啊？咁當然啦，可能有一部分人咧會往黃竹坑呢邊去轉乘呢一個地鐵啦。咁但係之後嘅話咧，我哋另一個假設咧就係、是、啊，即使條鐵路咁啊通埋呢一個港大嘅話咧，我相信咧一定係有一大部分人咧係會經薄扶林嗰邊係出市區過九龍咁樣嘅。咁我希望咧就即係運輸署嗰邊係要可能。要調節翻佢嗰個研究嘅一個假設嘅，即係如果係一開始有啲假設根本性嘅錯誤嘅話咧，你得出嚟嗰、那個不論係幾咁詳細、幾咁充分嘅研究報告咧，咁都可能咧同事實不符。咁呢個係第一點啊。第二點咧就係、是同事比較少講咧，就係、是我哋似乎集中將嗰、那個個地點集中翻喺華富村重建嗰度呢涉及嘅五個地點，但係咧其實成個薄扶林嗰個發展限制可能牽涉到好多好多其他嘅地點啊，例如頭先市民都講咗啦，即係除咗個五個地點之外咧，係會有其他地點可能咧將來嘅話會多咗好多嘅居民去入住嘅，咁其實就新增嘅人口咧遠遠係會高於即係華富村重建咗之後新增嗰啲人口，咁如果係咁樣嘅話咧，對於我嚟講即係就是去翻嗰個交通嘅問題咧，係一定咧嗰、那個對於交通嗰個負荷咧，會比起而家係會大好多。咁呢個咧係一個我相信係對於要求港鐵係連埋即係南港島線咧係接埋呢個西港島線咧，係一個好有力嘅一個理據嚟嘅。咁第二點我想講翻咧，就係薄扶林村嗰邊嘅問題。咁而家薄扶林村咧就啱啱係俾呢一個世界文物建築基金會咧就列入咗呢一個監察名單啊。咁呢個咧係唔單止係香港嘅第一個咁樣列入咗咁樣嘅名單，同時亦都係成個香港係成個中國係唯一一個咧係列入咗呢個咁嘅監察名單入邊。咁將來嘅話咧，我見到啊司馬雲嗰個咧就有個薄扶林村嘅，咁將來會唔會係個放寬限制之後，咁嗰塊地咧就會又拎出去有啲重新嘅規劃咧？我希望咧趁呢個咁嘅機會咧，係即係表達翻嗰個要求咯，就係、是、應該係保育翻呢一個薄扶林村嘅。咁規劃處嗰邊咧，我相信應該係盡早展開呢方面嘅研究啦。咁亦都係要促成翻可能顧諮會嗰邊咧，係盡快咧係為呢個薄扶林村嗰邊咧作出呢一個評級嘅。唔該。
好，跟住係陳李佩英議員。
係阿主席，唔該。其實今日呢個議程擺出嚟咧，我哋係開心嘅，亦都聽到特首咧係對我哋嘅市民話會放寬啲土地俾我哋南區。會有重建嘅計劃，一年前嘅計劃出嚟咧，好似俾我哋打咗一口強心針咁樣。其實南區咧地係最大嘅，而家我哋香港嘅人口咧一路喺度膨脹緊，咁好明顯就會第日發展到入咗落嚟南區嘅咧，因為我哋嘅地係大。咁如果入到我哋南區咧，這個規劃得唔好咧，咁呢個規劃係好緊要，因為我哋衣食住屋同埋工作呢幾方面嘅嘢咧係最重要嘅。咁我哋香港同中國，或者香港大人又好，或者我哋跟住中國去學習都好，咁我哋香港人，即係我哋身為區議員嘅話，我哋梗係重視我哋嘅居民㗎啦。咁喺呢方面嚟到講呢，即係我知道今日可能係令到你哋，因為特首一宣布咗一年前咁多項嘅嘢，你哋根本上都未去組織啊，或者規劃咗，你哋即刻擺咗落嚟，你哋行咗先鋒一步，咁俾你哋個工作壓力可能係好大。咁但係你宣布咗出嚟咧，剛才都聽到我哋議員講，因為我哋會好多不停嘅居民會嚟到問，會想知，咁我哋一樣咧，我哋係要著回覆啦，去同佢哋接洽啦，咁呢個問題嘅，咁所以我希望咧就係話，喺規劃道路啦、交通啦，呢個係最重要嘅，我哋咁多議員俾出嚟嘅意見，咁我希望咧即係話 我哋衣食住，因為而家嗰啲小朋友咁一路都係多啦，人口一路咁增加嘅時候，我哋不能話令到佢哋光出出冇屋住，住屋係最緊要嘅。咁我哋係咪令到我哋香港嘅人嘅人口就多，地方就細嘅？咁我哋點樣去維持翻我哋唔好令到我哋香港係逐漸去噏耷咗咧？咁點樣令到我哋香港人個衣食住係比較富有咗咧？咁希望大家都能夠為我哋啲居民着想啲。呢一個計劃連串咧，我哋係絕對喺我個人嚟講咧係歡迎同埋重視嘅嚇。唔該，多謝。
好，跟住陳富明副主席。
多謝主席。咁其實咧，我哋議員咧都提咗好多交通啊嘅憂慮咧。咁其實我覺得呢一個既然係我哋一個閉門嘅會議嘅部分咧，咁我即係好期望一陣，即係喺政府部門咧可以即係俾多啲即係一啲嘅閉門嘅消息都俾到我哋啦。咁因為嗱，其實我即係好簡單，究竟房署就係講嗰個五幅嘅地，可唔可以透露一下俾我哋？究竟係大約喺邊一啲位置？個面積有幾大？咁就係因為分布喺邊一啲地方。咁因為我哋咧，其實就都呢一個咧，就都係喺我哋作為一個去評估或者憂慮佢嗰個交通問題咧，咁我哋都可以咧就住俾多啲俾多啲意見咯。咁我希望即係部門咧能夠具體啲可以回應一下咯。就特別喺運輸處講翻嗰個交通評估，甚至乎都個南港島線西段咧嗰啲咧，我即係俾我收到嗰個信息，其實啲好幻象嘅一啲數據嚟嘅，即係冇一啲好真實嘅數據俾到我哋去睇咧，只不過係即係我哋好難去評估翻究竟將來呢一個重建計劃展開嘅時候咧，係引起咗一啲區內嘅一啲嘅乜嘢嘅交通啦、環境質素啦、嗰啲咁樣嘅問題嘅。唔該，主席。
好，咁就。下一個就應該是朱慶雄議員來的，即是我這個發言呢就不是主席的總結，這個是代表區即是自富區的區議員發言的。那就即是我想就即是特首公布了施政報告之後呢，其實在自富博弗林區呢即是都引起很大的反應來的，即是我們頭個幾天即是辦事處的電話是響過不停的。那我想集中那些居民的意見呢就有幾點的。即係第一點就係交通嘅憂慮啦，咁個交通憂慮咧，即係你而家咧，其實已經交通係非常之擠塞啦。即係你頭先即係好多議員講咗，我就唔再重複啦。即係香港仔隧道嘅流量嘅增加，咁但係即係我諗，即係另外咧就係致富道。如果你將來咧係一個發展，如果想致富道應該係飽和同埋超飽和啦，個流量嘅超出嗰個之前嗰個預計嗰個 capacity 噶。咁另外呢，即係我希望運輸署都要記住，即係全香港而家有四分一嘅國際學校嘅學額呢係南區嘅，而且係不斷會增加。咁海洋公園而家呢有700,000-800,000嘅遊客，咁嚟緊就有酒店、水上樂園嘅落成興建。咁可能即係一路咁樣吹谷落去呢，可能去到1,000,000。咁嗰個嘅南區係咪可以符合到咁樣一個嘅即係出面嘅流動嘅人嘅車輛嘅流量呢？咁呢啲即係就要考慮落去啦。第二點呢就係居民呢都非常之擔心環境嘅影響。咁咩環境影響就係佢即係你講到個五幅地呢，其實好大部分呢都好多茂盛嘅樹木嚟㗎，可能入面有一啲珍貴嘅品種。咁你點樣去處理，即係唔會破壞嗰個自然生態嘅環境。另外呢就係你起咗之後會唔會令到成個薄扶林即係南面呢度呢係個空氣流通呢受到影響呢？因為而家都差唔多遮曬啦，得返個窿，就係維多利道嗰度有個窿，仲係可以即係消防局嗰度附近呢同佢有個空氣嘅流通。如果你再繼續起落去呢，整個空氣流通呢都受到影響嘅，咁即係令到附近居民嘅生活環境咧 係受到一個嘅好大嘅影響，即係大家嘅生活環境應該政府係令到市民嘅生活環境係不斷改善噶嘛，就唔係有一部分人嘅生活環境係轉差噶嘛。第三點咧就係地區特色，咁啊十八區各有特色，根本南區有自己一個好吸引嘅特色，即係我哋有啲嘅低密度嘅郊區嘅呢個嘅特色，所以即係啲遊客嚟到南區嚟到赤柱。都感覺即係非常之好嘅，即係你等於你唔可以會破壞呢個特色嘅，即係等於你會唔會去山頂嗰度起公屋呢？會唔會去居屋呢？去幾棟大嘅高屋喺嗰度呢？點解呢？佢有佢個特色喺度嘛，係咪？即係所以即係我諗即係呢個係一定要考慮嘅。另外呢就係一啲現時附近居民會唔會對佢引起個樓價嘅影響呢？即係我哋香港呢你起咗公屋之後去起私樓呢係冇影響嘅，西村嗰個例子係好成功嘅，你起咗西村先興海怡完全冇影響，但係呢你已經有咗一個嘅私樓而喺旁邊起公屋，你對嗰個私樓嘅業主嗰個樓價會唔會有影響呢？另外呢就是近致富路嗰個嘅地係一個 RB 嚟嘅，咁、那個 plot ratio 即係五倍，咁你最多就起得廿層樓，咁你可以提供嘅公屋嘅單位又係好有限嘅，你點樣去即係將華富村嗰啲人即係搬遷去安置喺嗰度呢？你得廿層樓，咁你嚟起公屋又係咪一值得嘅做法呢？係咪即係而家起公屋係咪起廿層樓咁嘅做法呢？即係呢啲意見呢就係我諗即係我收集到即係嗰個即係致富嘅居民嘅意見，咁我個人咧，我覺得咧就華富村嘅重建咧，你一定要考慮咧，即係佢個新嘅公屋單位咧係可以由行人通道或者行人天橋去直接去到華富村嘅地鐵站，咁你避免咗交通嘅任何嘅影響，即係呢個我覺得呢個就等於大家可以從一個概念上講，可能華富村嘅重建係一個華富村嘅延伸。咁仲我覺得呢個比較實際啲，咁啊跟住有冇就聽下其他部門嘅回應啦。咁啊先請阿黎睇，我處阿黎睇。
係，多謝主席，多謝議員嘅提問嚇。咁或者我首先答一答阿楊議員啦。咁非常之抱歉，就係、是、可能係我哋嗰個文件上係唔係好清晰啦。其實係問題一同問題二咧，我哋係喺下面嗰度同一度解答咗嘅，就唔係話問題一嗰度咦點解空咗，好似冇答到咁樣咧咁樣。咁其實我哋係諗住係下面嗰個答案咧就係係答咗問題一同二。咁同埋喺我哋第二部分嗰個文件嗰度係關於五福政府用地發展及華富村重建計劃嗰度咧，我哋都解釋咗就係話之前我哋要做一輪嘅即係評估啊研究嗰啲發展參數啊咁樣，咁所以而家咧其實係暫時唔可能落實呢、這個公營房屋嗰、那個落成量時間表同埋類別嘅。咁即係我哋稍後當我哋有進一步資料嘅時候咧，一定會翻嚟區議會諮詢大家嘅意見嘅嚇。咁其實喺呢、這個運輸處佢哋做咗呢、這個交通評估，係令到話喺2014嗰個施政報告提出話可以放寬呢個薄扶林南面嘅發展限制嘅大前提之下咧，我哋房屋處咧就遲啲咧，我哋就會進行呢、這個交通，即係一個比較地區性嘅交通評估。咁做完呢個評估咧，就好似我提先剛才話，就係、是、我哋都會上翻嚟區議會向大家交代即係其實我哋做唔同嘅報告之後個研究結果係點樣嘅。其實唔係淨係做交通嗰、那個評估嘅，我哋係會做埋環境啊或者提先大家都有講到，或者主席好關心嗰、那個空氣流通啊景觀啊咁樣一連串嘅評估咧，我哋都係會進行嘅。 咁喺我哋有呢個初步資料嘅時候咧，我哋都會即係上翻嚟區議會向大家交代嘅。咁即係亦都希望大家係明白咧，呢個一個係一個互動性嘅程序嚟嘅，即係我哋做完咗評估之後，唔係話我哋就完結㗎啦。咁我哋就會上嚟諮詢大家嘅意見，咁可能翻去咧，我哋又要再即係再或者再fine tune 過嗰、那個嗰、那個報告啊，咁樣或者再做翻某啲嘅跟進咁樣，咁所以呢一個係一個互動嘅程序。咁即係頭先就有議員就問就係話啊，咁呢個程序其實講緊幾多年咧？咁其實呢度係好似我哋文件嗰度講話呢三年嘅時間其實係包括曬所有呢啲程序同埋上城規會嘅時間㗎啦嚇。咁至於話嗰個地點其實我剛才已經承諾咗，就係喺會後我會即係提供翻俾大家一幅簡單啲嘅嗰個位置圖啊嚇，因為我頭先都講過就係話嗰個正確或者嗰個確實嗰、那個嗰、那個界線咧，其實我哋而家係仲要再同各個政府部門去商討嘅。咁而家只不過係可以俾到一個係大約嗰個位置圖俾大家嘅嚇。咁、啊、至於話嗰個樓宇高度啊、地積比率啊呢方面嘅資料咧，其實都要喺我哋進一步研究咗之後，同各個政府部門溝通咗商討咗之後，有啲初步嘅資料嘅時候咧，我哋都會上翻嚟區議會或者去嗰個小組嗰度交代清楚呢方面嘅資料嘅嚇。至於話行人通道啊、樹木啊呢啲，通通其實我哋都會喺我哋啲即係研究嗰度，我哋會即係會考慮嘅嚇。至於話嗰個近置富道嗰個地盤咧，嗰個地積比率係5同埋20層咧，咁係呢個係暫時係嗰、那個根據嗰、那個規劃大綱圖嗰、那個所落嘅限制係咁樣，咁我哋都會即係再同規劃處睇一睇即係究竟呢個地盤嗰個發展參數係點樣咁樣，咁然之後先可以落實嘅嚇。咁其實我哋即係而家根本係冇可能揾到一笪地係可以完全係可以安置到9000多伙，所以其實點解我哋成日話要五幅地咧？咁其實都係需要即係用幾幅地去即係安置華富村嘅居民，亦都係點解我哋成日講話華富村係需要分期去重建咧？亦都係即係因為咁嘅原因嘅嚇。咁主要話地區特色嗰方面，咁其實我哋都會即係收集到地區人士嘅意見啦，咁我哋會加以考慮嘅。咁好似頭先我哋講話即係譬如有啲居民寫入嚟要保留某啲建築物咁樣，咁主要話低密度呢、這個建築。咁我哋都會考慮，即係睇下我哋啲設計啊，或者我哋嗰、那個發展參數係點樣可以配合到南區呢一帶嘅即係環境啊咁樣嘅嚇，呢方面我哋都會留意嚇。咁至於話我諗其實我哋各個政府部門就唔係話各自各做嘅，我哋都有好緊密嘅溝通，即係好似今日咁，我哋都幾個部門都嚟即係同大家商量或者交代我哋即係初步嘅意見啦。咁稍後其實喺區議會或者嚟緊嘅工作小組咧，我哋都會即係一齊嚟即係解答大家嘅問題啊，或者向大家匯報我哋嘅進度嘅嚇。咁多謝主席。
其實成件事係咪即係主要都係由房屋處即係去統籌嘅？係啦。
可以咁講嚇。咁當然，如果你話要特別針對，譬如話運輸嗰方面，好似頭先即係大家好即係好專注、好關注關於運輸嗰方面啲流量啊，幾多個percent 嘅增長啊，啲就要譬如要翻運輸處去解答咯嚇。即係你話如果即係整體上嘅統籌係房屋處統籌。
OK， 好。 吳生，規劃署吳生。
我想特別回應司馬文議員話關於即係嗰個所謂嗰張 P-draft 嘅 OECP 會唔會攞上嚟諮詢咧？咁即係其實喺房署統籌嗰個嘅答覆入邊咧，都好清楚咁樣講到明咧，就係喺發即係文件即係最尾嗰句啊，佢話喺發展計劃過程入邊咧，房署係要聯同相關部門嘅諮詢南區區議會同埋地區人士。咁所以我諗咧喺成個嘅過程入邊咧，即係我唔知喺邊個階段咧，好視乎房署佢做完嗰啲嘅技術評估啊，同埋發展參數啊咁，我哋係會咧聯同房署一定係會攞翻上嚟議會咧去做諮詢嘅。咁但係即係至於嗰、那個攞上嚟嗰張圖咧，究竟係一張咩形式嘅圖咧？咁呢個我諗就要睇下有關一路嗰一個過程入邊，我哋再考慮啦。咁但係就都可以肯定一樣嘢，就係、是、正如房署佢嗰個回覆所講咧，係我哋會同埋房署一齊咧去做呢個諮詢。
嗯，好，唔该。跟住谭生有冇补充啊？
多谢主席。其实政府咧系好审慎咁嚟做呢、這个初步嘅交通影响评估嘅。咁我哋都聘用咗顾问工程公司咧，就根据咧区内咧，其实成个所有啲私人地段咧业权嘅重建可能咧，我哋都预计咗喺度嘅。咁所以計完之後咧，都係話，如果係而家當係一個公共屋邨嘅發展咧，咁嗰、那個、那個情況就比較好啲，因為咧，因為我哋嘅資料咧，就公共屋邨通常佢用公共交通嘅比率係非常之高嘅，而且公屋擁有私家車嘅比例咧，就遠比私人屋邨嗰個低嘅。咁所以依個情況就比較好啲。至於佢嗰啲資料咧，因為佢涉及咧私人地段發展業權嗰啲係有啲比較敏感嘅資料咧，所以就唔能夠即係唔適宜喺依度公開嚇。唔該你嚇，多謝主席。
係咁，好多即係我頭先聽好多議員嘅意見，即係問你即係南港島線西段咧，會唔會考慮埋薄扶林段啊？呢啲你係咪而家都未有資料或者冇研究過呢樣嘢㗎？
咁講嗰個舊年呢呢、這個鐵路發展嗰個檢討呢，其實都做咗兩次公共諮詢嘅，咁呢佢哋都收集咗啲公共人士嘅意見，咁呢佢今年比較大年中或者咁呢個年稍後呢，佢會完成嗰個檢討報告呢，就會公布俾大家知道嘅，到時嗰個比較詳細啲，大家可以知道情況嚇。
咁頭先即係規劃署頭先咧，係邊個問咗？即係話薄扶林村啊，徐演華係咪問咗薄扶林村會唔會有啲改變嘅？嗰度啊，吳生有冇補充？
正如我所講啦，我哋而家就成幅圖都會繼續即係去睇下，即係做進一步嘅評估，睇下有冇其他嘅土地用途需要改變。咁但係咧，就我諗薄扶林村嗰度暫時喺我哋嘅計劃入邊，我就睇唔到有咩嘢我哋暫時即係會去改變嗰個嘅用途嘅。
OK， 明白。終於係，仲有冇其他議員？你有冇留咗你哋提問啊？又或款議員？
即係我又覺得咁睇嘅，因為即係兩個問題啦。第一咧就係房署頭先嗰個答案咧，就話裏邊佢話即係會再做嗰個交通評估啦。咁但係即係譚山運輸署嗰邊，佢又話佢自己已經初步有一個交通評估喺佢手上啦。咁即係我想問一問咧，即係究竟房署將來做嗰個交通嘅評估，同埋而家運輸署佢已經做咗嘅初步嘅交通評估？嗰、那個即係佢大家點樣配合呢一樣嘢？即係我覺得你如果做兩個嘅交通評估，兩個交通評估如果係有一個衝突喺度嘅話咧，即係會點樣去處理呢個問題？另外第二咧就係、是、剛才頭先主席都問房署啦，就即係嗰、那個我叫主導部門，邊個主導部門去處理而家呢一個嘅事情？即係我又覺得政府部門裏面咧就不可能咧係一個冇一個整體嘅一個就住華富重建喺幾個部門之間嘅一個配合。因為好簡單一樣嘢，而家你嗰幾幅你講緊嗰幾幅地咧，你係好多都係牽涉一啲私人地，或者係一啲需要喺城規裏面更改土地用途嘅需要喺度。咁你如果嗰幾幅土地你改唔到個土地用途嘅話，咁你點啊？ 你係咪唔做個華富重建先？頭先都有議員問過。第二就係話，如果你嗰、那個鐵路喺今年稍後時間或者年中嘅時候會公布起唔起呢、這、一個西段，究竟係分段起定係全段起喺呢個問題上面？嗱，如果你公布咗話係已經係落實嘅話，咁係唔係其實喺政府部門裏面整個華富重建係咪已經有一幅完整嘅拼圖出咗嚟？如果係有嘅話，我就唔信你喺四五月公布，喺而家呢分鐘我哋而家開緊呢個閉門會議，你話俾我聽係冇呢啲規劃喺手上。這個我覺得係這個拼圖你究竟今日你講唔講俾我哋聽？即係我覺得呢個係需要今日主席去處理一個問題。多謝。
嗯，好。陳文康議員。
嗯。
主席，兩個層面去問嘅。咁啊，當然咧，即係我都要講，其實即係閉門會議，大家即係閉門嘅目的，希望想知多啲嘢啫。即係再請啲部門再講下啦。即係如果唔係，第日你嚟遊說區議會咧，我諗即係都難㗎啦，係咪啊？有事求我哋啊，即係遊下遊西，但係即係冇事嘅話咧，係咪啊？即係未到時間嘅話咧，就即係完全唔理。呢啲對改善關係都唔係咁好啊。點解行政同立法成日都有衝突？即係呢啲原因啫嘛。我而家度疏導緊行政、立法同行政同地區之間嗰啲嘅問題喺度。嗱，我講翻轉頭咧，兩個層面睇啦。第一個咧就係交通嗰度，因為咧即係我一定係要好想知道運輸署究竟對於鐵路發展策略2000嘅檢討點睇成件事，佢嘅評價係點樣？特別對於南港線西段，佢係起半段定起全段？究竟佢嘅立場係點樣？即係閉門會議，大家都可以喺度討論一下。喺佢運輸嘅角度嚟講嘅話，我相信一定係要俾意見公民公司，即係唔可以走嘅呢一 part。咁究竟運輸署呢度嘅官方代表可唔可以都講得好清楚？究竟當時你哋俾咗咩嘅意見落去？呢個知其一。咁另外第二樣咧，就係究竟喺討論過程嘅入邊度，港鐵同運輸署之間有冇任何嘅默契？有冇任何嘅交流？或者甚至有冇任何嘅協議？大家都係做咗出嚟，令到個顧問報告係可能會只係揀其中一個方向，就唔係話兩個方向都去諗，即係可能只係諗起一段或者起半段，而唔係話半段同一段一齊去諗。會唔會喺個討論嘅過程入面嗰度，其實即係已經尤其是港鐵嘅立場已經係好左右到成個包括運輸署同埋成個顧問報告入面度決策嘅或者寫結論嘅最關鍵嘅部分。呢部分希望運輸署可以即係清楚回應，因為我相信而家接住落嚟咧，就大家都係問究竟係起一條定係半條。大家都知寫埋聲報告嘅嘢咧，即係當初我哋爭取南港嗰線東段嗰啲咁啫嘛，係咪？咁寫咗出嚟就已經係嘅啦，而家爭在起幾多嘅啫，即係同埋起幾多咧，我相信靠你哋嘅啦嚇。咁呢度希望即係大家都努力啦。咁另外第二咧，就我想講講啲保育嘅問題。因為之前即係房署都講過，而我亦都透過唔同嘅傳媒，亦都講過類似嘅概念，就係華富第日嗰個嘅保育嘅問題，就會唔會第一就唔好起得咁密？咁啊，因為如果用翻而家標準咧，房署起樓就即係砌預製件嘅啫。因為我睇佢哋嘅展覽都介紹得好詳細，喺文物探資館嗰一度。咁啊，係啊，我捧場幾好，上個禮拜。咁啊，會唔會即係盡量起鬆一啲，就唔好起到即係好似而家將軍路啊、天水圍北啊嗰啲樓咁樣？第二就係第日嘅華富中心。因為佢連接華貴同埋成個博富林嘅中心，係咪可以保留？而部分嘅樓宇係咪都可以保留？呢度會唔會係有清楚啲嘅答案？多謝主席。
嗯，好。跟住係司馬文議員。
First is, I think that we're going to expect the new Pop Fulham Outline Zoning Plan, which was promised in 2012, after the Kennedy Town Outline Zoning Plan was finished and the road was removed. We expect that outline zoning plan to come out some stage, and when it comes out, we expect that it's updated. Now, the Pok Fulham village right now, for example, includes the zoning for a road, but that road will not going to be built. And I think it's going to be taken off the OZP at the next round. And if it's not off, there is going to be a protest from the villagers because it's still on the OZP. So I think that planning department got to get ready to update the OZP. One, by all the sites that are on there got to be updated for the reality, not only Wafu and then leave all the other ones in a bad condition, the zoning, like an outdated condition, like in the Pokphulam village or in Sandy Bay North. So I think that's, we've got to make that clear, we want that. Two, I think we should stop the meeting today, because we're not going to get any more answers. I think, Chairman, you should ask government departments to sit down, come back to, and then discuss a program, and then come back to us and present the program. And the program is a timeline of 15 years. And the 15 years include rail, includes housing development, it includes when we go to the outline zoning plan, when it goes to the town planning board, it includes all of that information. And we want to see that on one piece of paper. So we don't have to do the job. It's not for the DO to go to the individual departments to make a plan for the district. I think housing department, planning department, transport department got to sit together on the request of the chairman of this council to prepare a program and come back to us and give us a clear schedule of what is the program you intend to do. You can change it later. Reality can adjust. But at least we want to see a piece of paper, very clear, what is in front of us for the next 15 years in terms of the development of Pokphulam, in terms of transport studies, rural development, housing development, all the stuff that you have in mind, put it on a piece of paper. Tentatively, show us when is the gazettal, when is the pre-draft, when is housing department going to planning department, when is the rail plan going to end its study, when are we going to make those decisions. Put them on a piece of paper, show it to us. And then we have the next meeting, Chairman. I'm not going to sit here, I'm going to go for lunch, because there is no more information we're going to get here. But I think you should give very clear instructions to government what we want back and when. When is our next meeting? Is it in 1 month? Is it in 2 weeks? And then they come back, and they've got to be programmed. And if there's no program, we send them back again. But we can't be sitting like we're sitting here today, where we don't get any information, pretending it's a closed-door meeting where we still don't get any information. Thank you.
好，跟住係張世榕議員。
唔該，主席。咁即係都係閉門會議，所以我就想問一問啊，阿黎太都講得好清楚咧，就話有五幅地。會後呢就會俾啲位置圖我哋，我想了解多少少啫。你俾個圖我哋嘅時間呢，最好就俾埋每個地呢嗰、那個面積有幾大啦，同埋即係都想即係大家唔緊要啊，坦白講囉，除咗呢五幅地會唔會嗱要改變規劃用途嘛，如果唔得嘅，正話都有同事問啦，唔得嘅你哋點咧？會唔會繼續再考慮正話？即係我哋都有同事講到提到多次提到黃竹坑，會唔會仲會去仲去喺南區咧？或者點樣開發？或者揾啲地？會唔會有呢、這個可能性去做啦？應該就應該係即係聽到我哋區議員嘅意見咧，就會咁做啦。咁另外咧都問問交通嗰邊咧。譚先生都話咧，公共屋邨咧嗰個私家車嘅即係流量咧係少嘅，但係呢個就好正正一個例子，石排灣村就係啦，公共屋邨佢嗰個公共交通配套咧係唔足夠嘅，係唔足夠，所以啲我哋啲同事多次問到你南港島線低段嗰個情況就係、是、希望咧即係坦白同我哋講咯。唔該，主席、
好，仲有冇議員要發言嘅？徐婉華議員。
係，唔該，主席。頭先我非常第一個議程嘅時候，好尊重阿主席咧，就冇乜追問過咧。頭先關於嗰、那個華富村重建係咪同薄扶林放寬限制捆綁式發展嘅呢一個問題啦，咁但係就即係房署黎太咧就反反覆覆講，就話即係9000户嘅華富村居民唔可以一次過搬遷，令到我覺得由於攞翻嗰個例子出嚟講翻咧，就係即係黃竹坑嗰塊地正正咧就係、是、可以俾你咁樣做，但係你一開波就係話啊嗰邊咧就部門都冇咁樣嘅計劃喎，咁冇咁嘅計劃嘅話咧佢就唔諗噶啦，咁我相信呢個咧就唔係一種
叫做進取的做法呢，亦都不是一個解決問題的一種方式咯。咁而家正正是華富村重建面對住咁樣嘅問題嘅時候呢，就應該去探討更加多嘅可能性。咁正正黃竹坑警校就係一個咁樣嘅可能性，但係你就話唔得，其實唔得，一邊係講要一次過搬遷是不得，跟住呢黃竹坑警校那邊又不得，跟住呢其實大家都知道了，除了現在薄扶林那邊的發展限制得以放寬之外的話呢，你都極之難呢在南區其他地方呢找到啲地方。咁其實咁樣嘅答法就係一種嘅捆綁式嘅答法咋嘛，這個前提就是薄扶林那邊要放寬這個這樣的發展限制，那你才是可以重建到華富村。那剛才我就費事，我非常之尊重主席是沒有這樣糾纏下去，但是我覺得房署這種做法真的叫做作簡自薄啦，這種這樣方式即令到我今天真的非常之失望，亦都是真的其他啲同事議員都講咗，係冇咁嘅必要咧，即係開一個咁樣嘅閉門會議，真係好似阿司馬文咁樣，我都好想結束呢個會議。如果再冇一啲更進一步嘅消息可以提供到俾我哋的話，唔該。
都係我諗今日呢個會都係一個開始嚟嘅啫，即係我哋即係啱啱開始咁，所以。就我陳富明副主席，你有發言？
主席係啊，其實我都覺得徐遠華議員咧嗰個提議咧，即係我覺得即係話房署咧，黎太係咪可以將我哋議員嗰個意見咧都可以帶翻去作一併研究咧？你話要部門交翻出特地出嚟，我將部門就未必會主動嘅。即係而家問題就話我哋究竟係需要地起房屋啊嘛，起公屋啊嘛，咁所以我覺得呢個一併去考慮都係一個好嘅時機嚟嘅。咁亦都咧我都仲想帶出個問題咧，就主席，我哋先前咧咪有個成立一個小組會跟進呢、這個華富村。其實我上次都有提到啊，即係如果我哋都要跟進埋一啲咁嘅，如果係黃竹坑咁，可能。
都同華富村有關，都
係
一齊
嘅。咁我諗咧，都希望喺埋嗰個小組嗰度都去一併研究埋呢一個問題咯。唔該，主席。
好，因為嗰次我都講咗咧，即係可以同華富村重建有關嘅事，都可以喺嗰個工作小組嗰度繼續跟進嘅。咁羅建熙議員，
多謝。首先幫阿徐遠華補翻一點咧，就係部門未答翻咧，可唔可以將薄扶林村嗰個歷史評價攞去故資會度評級？咁希望部門陣間回應埋嘅。咁然之後咧，就其實咧，因為頭先聽阿譚生回覆咧，咁好似佢嗰啲交通資料裏面咧有啲秘密嘅資料啊。咁咧即係反正閉門會議啦，咁我都想阿譚生可唔可以將佢啲秘密嘅資料咧同我哋分享下？即係你唔講我都算嘅啦，即係但係你講到好似有啲即係商業好敏感嘅資料，咁閉門會議就最啱討論呢啲嘢噶嘛。咁所以咧就係啦，請阿譚生可唔可以都將呢啲資料咧都同議員都分享埋？咁我哋都保證呢個閉門會議亦都係啊唔會公開啊嘛，係咯。咁係咯，唔該主席。
兩點啦，即係你話薄扶林村個歷史價值嘅評級嗰度咧，就我諗秘書處去跟進啦，因為呢度冇一個部門答到你咁樣。咁就其他嘅啲啱嘅運輸處要答嘅。咁好，仲有冇有？其他議員發言冇嘅話咧，就政府部門答完之後，我哋就結束呢個會議啦。因為咁就先，即係好多議員都話想早啲結束呢個會議啊嘛，係嘛？強烈要求結束會議啊嘛。好，咁好，咁請或者今次運輸處講先啦，嚇譚生，唔該。
多謝主席。就。有幾個情況，幾個問題啦。就這個主要話嗰、那個南港島線西段係全段起啊，定半段起啊？咁問題咧嚇。咁其實嚟講咧，大家都要放心咧。其實政府咧就好睇重大家意見嘅，所以點解呢個這個鐵路發展嗰個檢討咧，舊年都做公共諮詢都做咗兩次啦。咁當然亦都會睇埋最新嘅發展情況啦，都好似而家咁嘅，譬如華富呢個情況啦。咁喺稍後咧，呢、這個顧問咧，同埋 即係負責嘅同事咧，都會好好緊密咁嚟即係做嗰個結論咧。咁啊，佢一個結論一完成咧，咁啊，今應該稍後應該年中到啦，就會向大家公布啊。所以到時大家放心，一定係會將你哋啲意見都睇曬噶啦嚇。咁啊，至於就阿容姐所講咧，就嗰、那個交通呢、這個公共交通配套嗰樣嘢咧，其實冇錯啦。運輸署個初步個交通影響評估咧，係有咁嘅諗法啦，即係話即係公共屋邨使用呢個公共交通咧比較佔嘅比例多，所以先至產生嗰、那個汽車流量會即係比較可以接受啦。咁我哋喺房署嗰、那個詳細嗰個交通影響評估咧，我哋一定都會一齊工作嘅。咁我哋一定都會大家會睇住，即係點樣會令到呢樣嘢達得到咧？即係話嗰個公共交通配套一定做得好，令到啲居民都方便。咁啊，佢唔需要自己揸車啦。咁呢樣嘢我哋亦都阿楊偉款生咧講話嗰個初步影響評估會唔會同將來詳細嗰個有反即係 conflict 嘅，其實就唔係嘅，因為我哋有之前初步嘅資料，當然就會同房署咧都會一齊啊喺嗰個詳細嗰個研究嗰陣時咧，一定要將所有嘢都擺埋一齊嚇。咁 就大致上係咁樣情況嚇。咁多謝主席。
嗯，好。阿黎太，房署黎太有冇補充？
係，多謝主席，多謝各位議員嚇。咁我諗提先有啲議員就都好即係好擔心就係、究竟係咪大家部門係冇協調啊咁樣或者各自各做啊，咁我想再重申就係、即係我哋政府部門內部呢其實係有好好嘅機制係可以即係大家係可以協調得到嘅。咁提先我亦都講咗就話呢、這個華富村重建呢個項目呢其實係同埋附近呢五幅地嗰個公屋發展啊整體嚟講呢係由房署做統籌嘅。咁至於提先亦都有議員問及就係話究竟房署將來做嗰個交通評估同而家即係運輸署做嗰個交通評估，因為好似有重疊啊，因為個角色唔係好清楚呢方面啦咁樣。咁其實運輸署做嗰、那個交通評估咧，其實係一個比較大範圍啲嘅。整體性的研究嚟嘅，係成個薄扶林區，或者佢係已經係睇到即係再遠啲，咁或者運輸署稍後可以補充啦。如果我講得唔啱嘅話，咁但係房署做嗰、那個將來做嗰個交通評估咧，就係、是、會比較係一個地區性嘅評估嚟嘅，即係主要咧就係、是、評估佢喺呢五幅地附近嗰啲交通嘅情況啊咁樣。咁當然即係亦都會涉及到佢去到即係譬如去遠少少嘅範圍係點樣咁樣，咁但係即係主要都係係講翻就係話喺呢五幅地，再加埋華富村附近，譬如話需要啲行人接駁嘅通道係點樣啊？啲路口需唔需要改善啲設施啊？咁樣或者有啲又要需要做啲交通改道啊？咁樣咁係主要係局限，即係局限係一個地區性嘅交通評估啦。咁而運輸署之前做嗰個係一個比較整體即係我諗可以講話係南區嘅交通評估，咁或者運輸署稍後可以補充啦。咁另外就係話嗰個警察學校嗰度咧我哋可以同有關部門再跟進嘅，咁但係即係我哋亦都要需要考慮到譬如果多咗呢笪地，又或者將呢笪地係取代另外嗰五塊地嘅時候，對嗰個交通嘅整體嗰個影響係點樣？咁呢度就需要再研究嘅。頭先亦都有議員問及就係話可唔可以將來俾嗰幅圖嘅時候講埋個面積啊，或者啲詳細啲嘅資料啊咁樣。咁即係好似我頭先話齋，就係其實呢啲資料都係 仲要再研究的，我們現在暫時來講都是只可以給到一個大約的範圍是在哪裡啦，當有即詳細的資料的時候，我們一定會回來即諮詢大家的意見的。咁其實至於話放寬嗰個薄扶林發展限制同呢個五笪地同埋呢個華富村嘅重建咧，其實係真係息息相關嘅。因為點解係可以放寬到個限制咧？其實就係因為正提先運輸署嘅同事都有解釋到，就係因為即係公營房屋嚟講咧，嗰個交通流量或者那個擁有私家車的比例咧係比較低的嚇，咁變咗點解可以放寬到呢，就是因為係正正就係因為呢啲係公營房屋，即係如果是私營房屋的時候咧，就可能那個影響是會很大的，未必係可以放寬得到。咁所以其實兩者係息息相關嚇。多謝主席。
黎太，我想問你咧，咁你頭先講警校嗰度，咁你話都要需要就溝通嗰個嘅評估或者去研究，咁但係咧，如果你唔列入去，即係你哋考慮嘅改變土地用途之一嘅一塊，咁你點會去跟再繼續去做呢樣嘢咧？即係你個概念係點咧？
唔係，我哋會同其他政府部門考慮睇下呢幅地其實係咪真係可以外嚟做公屋發展嘅嚇。咁即係同佢哋傾過之後，咁我哋會再回報翻地區要
嘅。哦，係啦，咁啊，好啦，好，咁就仲有邊伍先生有冇補充？你冇補充啊？好啦，咁啊。我諗就今日我諗都即係呢個都係第一次我阿羅建熙好。
多謝唔係，其實喺你總結之前想問一句呢，就係、是、其實呢個會呢、這個議程傾完啲嘢聽落去都冇乜秘密嘅。我想問一下，即係係咪可以擺返上網，即係等啲人都知道我哋傾啲咩，即係其實議員都好努力捽啲秘密出嚟，但係捽唔到。即係我覺得即係我哋都可以同公眾個交代嘛，即係啲部門唔肯提供啲神秘資料，就唔係我哋唔捽佢嘛。是啊，
同意啊，你如果找大家決定呢，因為即是說閉門會議是我們大家決定閉門會議的，那你說現在取消閉門啦，即是將那些錄音擺上網，那我想都是要大家決定啦，即是有沒有其他意見，即是覺得需要，即是部門有沒有反對？有沒有啊？黎太有沒有問題啊？伍先生？沒有。譚先生？冇問題，咁我哋就將呢個會議，即係呢個議程嗰、那個錄音擺翻上去網度啦，係啦，咁好啦，咁今日即係話咁都即係聽咗部門一啲嘅回應，咁議員都好多嘅意見，咁今日咧都係第一次會，咁都係一個開始啦，咁不過我哋就感覺到即係好似整件事咧，好似就冇一個整體嘅統籌啦，呢、這個我哋感覺啦，同埋即係好似有一個。部門咧係積極，即係就交通啊、環境啊各方面去跟進同埋評估啦，同埋咧即係好可惜，即係你哋可能就而家仲未有確切，即係呢五塊地嗰個嘅正即係 exactly 嗰個位置啦。咁呢、這個咁希望即係盡快有呢啲具體嘅資料嚟到提供啦。咁雖然呢咁樣啦。提議員，
主席，我問個結論咧，頭先你係咪會話納入埋咧？頭先你講嗰句咧，話缺乏一個部門去統籌或者一個人去統籌嗰樣嘢嘅。
我講緊總結嚟嘅喎，
即係呢個係會納入去文字記錄嗰度噶嘛？
係，梗係啊！我講我會納入文字，
咁啊，我好希望呢一段可以納入文字記錄。唔該曬，主席。
我講句句都入文字係嘛？有啲嘢唔入文字嘅咩？秘書係冇啊，有啲入文字，有啲文係。表情冇加入文字嘅啫，佢话大细声冇讲你括弧括落去吓，系啦，即系一定会。咁我谂即系如果我有其中一个睇法就系、是、其实即系有两点咧，即系咁即系议会都有啲共识嘅，就系、是、觉得咧如果要放宽即系呢个叫做薄扶林。南邊華富村一帶的發展限制，即是那五幅 土地咧用嚟做公屋發展咧，即係大家即係都會一個共識，就係話咁可能必須即係南港島線西段嘅鐵路系統嘅運輸咧，嗰、那個係要配合嘅，係必須係要配合嘅。呢個第一點啦，第二點咧，即係大家都好希望即係將黃竹坑警校嗰個地咧，係、那個用地咧係可以考慮喺呢、這個。即系五块地之中加多一块，即系六块，即系作为呢个华富村搬迁安置嘅用地嘅考虑之一。大家有冇意见啊？即系呢两点有冇意见？冇意见，咁我哋就结束呢个议程。